Siren FM.
It'd be so much better if it actually did actually travel from Edinburgh to New York by rail as well. It'll happen, I'm sure. Weather today, highs of 5 degrees centigrade, lows of 0 degrees centigrade. Generally dry with plenty of sunshine, but there will be the fact that it will remain cold with light winds. Which is good if you like the cold, isn't it right, Kayleigh?
It is. I'm pretty used to it up here.
Yeah, well, it is Sunderland, which, when you bear in mind Tessa's location in Peterborough, might as well be the North Pole. It's huge, huge journey. I mean, even from Harrogate, Sunderland is one of those things that people probably speak about in hushed whispers and saying, beware the frost
giants.
The
Arctic track.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the roca winds, the roar that sort of comes off the beach. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's enough to actually make you go.
This is the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Siren 107.3 FM.
So, did you watch it last night, Tessa? I don't know.
I didn't. I listened to it on the radio.
You listened to it on the radio?
I did go out later, so.
All right. Well, I
put it on the radio.
I made it as it's become an annual tradition, really, that check out the whole routine and see just what they could actually come up with to actually scintillate and really provide the sort of ideal rehearsal for the Academy Awards ceremony, which Richard will be. Yeah, exactly. Anton Deck to actually host the Academy Awards. That's the next sort of campaign.
Oh, dear.
Probably as well as did last night from the toilet.
Yeah.
Or indeed in different routines. I take it, Claire, you also managed to catch it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. After I finished here last night, me and my friends got some food and we just relaxed in front of the TV because we were all feeling a bit stressed, but we've been working all day, so.
And needless to say, as our official fashion correspondent and blogger and Sunderland correspondent, Kayleigh, you would have been glued to the set, no doubt.
I was hoping to, but I was actually stuck at work last night.
No.
Oh, no!
That's not good. Yeah, obviously.
I've got it all recorded, so I was catching up on Twitter now and then, but I've got it all recorded to watch later on today.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, no spoilers, but overall, I'd probably give it a 6.5 to 7 out of 10. Somehow I just felt there was a little less spice this year. I mean, that's not to say that the girls, of course, were sort of the Spice Girls. We had a variety of things, but it just didn't seem to quite work for me. I mean, Claire, what did you find?
I thought that it was a certain someone, no spoilers night, completely. She blew everyone out of the water.
She swore several times.
And then apologised.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
She broke into tears.
I was saying to my friends that if I was in the same situation, I probably would have been, on the floor rocking back and forth. So, she was pretty good. The emotion of it. And the level, I guess the hype around it.
She had several costume changes.
Yes, she did.
Exactly.
I just thought it was really, she definitely made it. Without her, I didn't really rate any of the other performances. I liked Little Mix. I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, I thought they were very, very good, actually. Yeah. It was probably the most enlivening, energetic performance that we actually saw from that point of view. Rihanna, for me, good lights, but then the other light show, is it a light show you want to go there for?
It didn't work for me, and Justin Bieber didn't really.
Well, you see, that for me, when we had the best artist, and you kind of just knew, I mean, just as you kind of just knew One Direction would be sort of there from that point of view, you just thought, please. Really.
Except One Direction aren't even a band anymore, I don't understand.
Exactly.
There were two of them there.
Coldplay doing reasonably well from that perspective.
Yeah, still ticking.
Exactly, which is fine. 15 years. Clearly, from that point of view. Tessa, from your side.
Did you know you can listen to Siren FM wherever you are?
I know, we do. And that's even in Sunderland, which is great. Yes, go on, Tessa. What were your thoughts?
I caught the first when they were sort of setting up the introduction over the radio because I had to go out. Right. But I'm going to watch it back because I do like watching the Brits. So.
You use the phrase meh from that point of view. It was okay-ish, but Simon Cowell did his usual appearance without any sort of tie or...
Is it live? He said.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just think, dear.
Oh, okay.
Was Kanye there? Did he put it in?
No, Kanye didn't interrupt any awards.
It was Mark Ronson, I think.
He was trash.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah.
Various other sort of bits and pieces.
Okay.
However, there we are. I have to say, probably overkill on the lady who sort of you claim actually made it. I don't know.
A bit of an overkill, but very deserving, I think. And I think her performance was. the best. Okay.
The last version she actually did was very good. That was very good from that point of view. But anyway. So there we are. That's probably actually put you into a right sort of state of anticipation, Kayleigh, for when you actually watch the whole thing in full force. And possibly our dear listeners, well, they might not have caught the whole thing. I might not have had any interest whatsoever in the whole sequence. But, you know, there we are. Instead of, personally, I think we actually did a much better show with respect to the Team Manila Cycling Awards and presentation.
Definitely.
Last Thursday. That's a different one. So what else have you been doing, Kayleigh Carr? And I'm not sure whether Tessa or indeed Claire have actually looked at your logs, your blog, etc. But you got a thrill. We gave you a little thrill as you waited to actually be connected. I thought, how wonderful. You know, that's great that even after all these years, you can still actually waiting on the other end of a telephone line, still have that sort of sense of anticipation. It's wonderful. But what have you been doing, Kayleigh Carr?
Do you know what? I've been pretty hectic at work at the moment, so it's just work all the time.
Oh.
Since January, they've kind of changed the shift, so it's 10 hours a day now.
10 hours a day?
It is, yeah. So it's a lot of work, driving lessons now and then when I squeeze them in.
Well,
a bit of socialising as you do in blogging as well.
Okay. So share with us once again this particular blog title, because we'll go to it now, and maybe even just give a couple of readings from the actual sequence, because you know we need to know. So how do we find this particular blog?
It is Unravel a Pretty Puzzle.
Is that all one word then? Unravel a Pretty Puzzle.
It is, yeah.
Excellent. That's okay, because that's what's come up on the system from that point of view. And obviously .wordpress.com, because you're a WordPress blogger, and other blog facilities are available. The machine is just waiting. It's deciding now, really, as to whether it's coming through, etc. And there we have it, you see. There you go. Welcome to Unravel a Pretty Puzzle. And there's Kayleigh. You see, looking there. It's 22 years. Yeah, it's amazing.
Hello.
Yeah. Graduate from university in November 2014. BA in Multimedia Journalism. Oh, there we are. It's the line from that.
It's absolutely flowing.
Well, that's what it does, exactly. We've got Fitness is Fun. Yesterday, me and Yargs hit the gym. Obviously, I might have said Yargs and I, but never mind. why should we worry from that point of view? First time, it felt amazing. So why did you find that actually hitting a gym, physically, in any sense of the word, you know, actually it would be hard on the knuckles, really, from that point of view, if nothing else. You
know, quite painful.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So what, I mean, are you a kind of Zumba girl? Are you a kind of hyper aerobic sort of soul? Is it cycling? What's the kind of technique that you use in terms of the Fitness is Fun element that you had?
Well, to be honest, spend a lot of time sitting down and working in a call centre.
Yes.
It's the first time I've actually hit the gym this year. So
can you not hit the call centre? I mean, isn't that a different life there?
No. Huh. I need to get some sort of fitness in me. So I spend a lot of time on the treadmill, actually. Yeah. Do a bit of running, and I've actually started going running in the streets every now
Good
and then just to get a bit of exercise that way.
She's like a pocket dynamo. Super
yeah.
So I'm going back to the 28th of January for this, and as you can see, that radio magic. And she's actually quite truthful with this, because I'd actually dialed Kayleigh's number in error. Yeah, don't do that. I was calling somebody else completely, and I thought, you know, and then I realised, oh, it is Kayleigh Carr. And having a fairly bad cold at the time, etc., I thought, best way out of this, it's time you were back on the show again.
Of course.
Exactly.
I know.
And there we are. Throughout university, Southside Broadcasting, our sister station for Siren FM, became a part of my life. A part of her life.
It was out of the blue. I was thinking, I recognise this voice.
I was just trying to sell some double glazing. open doors allowed you the opportunity of experiencing the reality of co-presenting in both live and pre-recorded radio shows.
Nice.
Of course, Claire, you used to listen to this programme.
I did.
When you were
in
Tessa's
first year. Yeah, so that would have been 2013 to 2014. Mm. I listened to it every morning. I had it on my like alarm clock radio. So probably heard you at some point.
Exactly. Around 7:50 a.m. this morning, my phone began to ring. I jumped up to answer after around 8 to 9 minutes wait, listening to some music. Sorry, we've reduced that really. I mean, I know it's like call centre. Yeah. You know, could actually have. You know, I mean, I could actually sort of interpret something actually to say your call is important. Press button 1, 2, 3, or 4, and there we are. And words of wisdom. We may recall this, Tessa, of course. Go out and get as much work experience as you possibly can.
as it looks great on your CV. But most importantly, Kaylee's top tip was enjoy every single moment of uni because unfortunately, it doesn't last.
Please don't say that. Forever. I've got like 3 months left.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. Postgraduate stuff, but different university.
I'm not going to be in Lincoln though, and that makes me very upset because I don't want to leave.
It's heart-rending. Anyway, Tessa, any questions you'd like to put to Kaylee about her blog, Radio Magic, with a whole heap of other sort of posts that you've actually got there? It's well worth going to unravel a pretty puzzle, dreams, fashion and lifestyle.
Well, we've just started blogging in our
journalism. See the way I kind of fit the show together with the concerts, exactly.
So I'm going to ask the obvious question. What tips can you give me to create a striking blog?
Basically, I look at a lot of blogs and they're normally on fashion, beauty, all the rest of it, but I'm not really a typical girly girl who would write about that. So basically, I focus on things that I love, things that I do. It's kind of like a little personal diary to me. And I would also go out and explore like new things and write about them. So it's kind of just a unique way of like taking a turn on it and doing it your own way sort of thing, which makes it all the more interesting writing about something you love. So yeah, it's a great tool.
I really like the design layout as well of your blog.
I keep changing all the time, thinking, oh, which one do I like best? But I think I'm more suited with this one.
Yeah,
I do like the design,
And the Northeast Sea. Wonderful. 19th of February. I suppose that it was a freezing cold night and my mind was doing overtime. It's like the opening to a novel.
Oh, yeah.
Had to get out, go somewhere and feel that cool northern air brush against me. Was the heating turned up too high in your flat, Kaylee? You know, it's
you know what? We never have the heating on in the flat, yet somehow it's always extremely warm. And I suppose it's because we're upstairs and downstairs has hers on full blast, but it's like...
Saves you money.
Well, that's,
it is, I know.
Evidently, that's clearly the whole sort of essence of the whole thing. Yeah. Claire, any thoughts from yourself?
I've been blogging for the past, I think since about 2012. And I use it very much for the same thing that you do, kind of a bit of a personal diary logging thing, posting
thoughts. Would
you
like us to publicise it, or is it just for yourself?
Yeah, no. It's practicallyalice.blogspot.com.
Practicallyalice.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and it's very bookish and stuff. With your blog, do you tend to have a certain focus? Like, do you focus on fashion or... Because I have a separate blog for celiac gluten-free recipes, which I haven't actually used in a while, but I kind of keep that separate. Is there anything that you put on there? Like, do you focus on fashion or...?
I do the odd post on fashion, not so much beauty because it's not really my thing, to be honest. But I do like a good fashion piece. Obviously, I'll pick an outfit one day, blog about it, see where I got the items from and all the rest of it. But normally for me, it's just kind of a personal thing for me where I just write about anything, literally rather than one main subject, which makes it a bit more interesting for me as well, so I don't really get bored of the same thing.
We just don't know what's going to happen next.
That's what makes it exciting.
Exactly.
It is, I know.
Tessa, would you like to bowl those last two questions to Kaylee Carr? Right.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this morning?
I certainly have, yeah.
And will you be joining us again on the show soon?
Definitely, yeah. I look forward to it.
And bearing in mind my propensity for obviously saying that Little Mix actually refers to small, vertically challenged Irish people. They were actually even dressed in green and black last night.
They were.
Lord's version of Life on Mars, I thought, was commendable. Although it has to be said, you know, ultimately, I thought Annie Lennox was perhaps a bit too gushing in Brave, but never mind, you know.
It's an emotional thing, though, I guess.
Exactly, but people do pass on and transcend to a different level. They even go to CNN. You have seen in the Tower Bar on a wide screen our next co-presenter.
I have, yes. I was sitting having lunch. I looked up at the TV and there was Richard Fitzwilliam's
face.
Unbelievable. Wow. I was like, oh, just like everywhere.
Oh, in full glorious Technicolor, there you are, Richard Fitzwilliams, appearing through the magic not only of audio stuff, but actually in the tower bar.
There was no audio either, so it was just your face this time.
Yeah. Well, which station was this?
Sky News.
Ah, yes, yes, about Prince William.
Yes, it was indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, there was quite a lot of criticism. It has been partly manufactured. I mean, you can just get a news story.
He's just a part-timer, Richard, that's all. He's just doing 20 hours a week. I mean, there's Kayleigh working 10 hours a day.
Well, here's the marvellous bit of it, because the Duke of Edinburgh, as we know, is 94, and if he can do 250 engagements a year, and the Queen nearly 90, he can do 344. Well, what's happening with Prince William doing 87 at home and 25?
He's worried about losing his hair, Richard.
I think that there's something to do with an air ambulance pilot.
Yeah, that's what I said, losing his hair. Sorry.
I think before you satirise the whole thing, remember, don't forget his charitable work, and don't forget the fact that, this is, I was pointing out soundlessly, I'm afraid, that there it is, that when they go abroad, the amount they do for British exports, I mean, that aspect is very good. I would add that I would have advised last week with that speech at the Foreign Office for Diplomats, anything said when the referendum was about to be called and we knew this, anything said, if he talked about the wallpaper, there would have been some symbol dealing with in or out. So I think that sort of thing is best avoided. And I'd love to see him every year at BAFTA, but he does do a great deal, which is outside.
Yeah, he's got to look after his team, Aston Villa. So, I mean, they're going to be in the Championship next season. So, yeah, it just carries on in its own way. That's important. But, you know, life continues its own way. I presume I was correct, Richard, in my response to Tessa and Claire earlier when I said I don't think there's any chance that Richard Fitzwilliams would have actually been at the Brit Awards last night. Because I don't,
with regret, yeah. But it must have been fantastic because, I mean, with Adele's triumphs, no question that, you know, I mean, it's tremendously important. But no, I fear not.
But as I said, you know, ultimately we were devastated you weren't actually at the Team Manila Cycling Awards last Thursday. I mean, there was a night to remember. Anyway, he probably hasn't even listened to the podcast, you know. Other fish to fry in my campaign to get Anton Deck.
Well, there is the matter of the Oscars, of course, coming up.
Yeah, I thought you might mention that, exactly.
Well, I might mention it. It still remains the greatest show on earth of its sort. Not that it's going to be a particularly easy evening, but there is the question, and it's worth asking. They're so desperate to get ratings for Globes, BAFTAs and Oscars. Globes, you had Ricky Gervais, who won't go down there yet again, but nothing but crudity, in my opinion. Stephen Fry, you have polish and not always appreciated.
And questionable dress sense, obviously, for that.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I mean, when you're going to get the Oscars, you're looking to get... And the subject of dress sense, just another nod to Kate Blanchett's glorious Alexander McQueen outfit with those patterns and the...
Richard, you're not going to get one for Christmas. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. You know, no matter how much you put in the request for Santa.
Well, the facts are that I'm looking forward to seeing, and I fear that the Oscars will get quite a large number of viewers for what, you know, undoubtedly with the wrong reason, the fact we've got a black president, a black host, and a black acting nominees. But there will be excitement on the night. It does look like The Revenant in the major categories, and obviously Brie Larson.
Richard, Revenant will be to the Oscars what Adele was to the Brits.
Yeah. Yes, there's little doubt of it, and I think also there'll be a certain amount of excitement, as there always is, but I do think the closest category is going to be Best Supporting Actress, because there we're not sure who's going to win. Rooney Mara's been, in some categories she's been considered, this is a tricky one, Best Actress. And also in the Oscars, they've named her Best Supporting Actress for Poor Carol, which has been left out of the Best Picture list. Now, it's quite interesting. Will Kate win?
Richard, we know you're going to talk at length about this next week. We've already mapped out a show for Richard's retrospective on the Academy Awards.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because this is something which we'd actually sort of talked about last week on the production, and you've gone and jolly well seen it. It's very good. So.
Well, I have. You would perhaps be more familiar with the other installments of the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little doubt. The reason also that I had to see it was because the box office of this movie has been extraordinary. It really is, R-rated movie and breaking box office records, and little doubt that it's not your usual Marvel Comics movie, to put it very, very mildly. I was highly diverted by the script, which was decidedly risque.
Was directed by some no-name director featuring a range of cast. And not
Paul Miller, when we had Wade Wilson, played by Ryan Reynolds, a former Special Forces operative, and he's working as a mercenary in New York, beats and falls in love with an escort, and then died.
Played by Marina Baccarin, of course, from Firefly, no less.
Firefly,
exactly.
Yeah.
And what happens when he's diagnosed with cancer and offered a cure by Ajax, played by Ed Skrein, and what happens to him, and how does it affect him? Putting it mildly, a pretty warped sense of humour and miraculous healing powers, indeed all sorts of extraordinary powers that he... As a character, I have to say, this movie has winning ways. Certainly up to halfway, I was not only entertained and amused, but also, there's little doubt, it was not like any such movie before in the Marvel Comics series. And, there were certain sex scenes, certain...
Arguably, you could say that Blade kind of tried to touch that, but it wasn't breaking box office records and breaking the fourth wall, of course, as Deadpool does.
There's absolutely no question that this was a popular movie with the audience. I do have to say, and I have to complain about this, and that is, usually where you've got Rocket Raccoon or whether you've got Captain America or whatever, the Marvel's action sequences can be very, very entertaining. In this case, I did find them terribly repetitive. You have to be...
Slow motion. Extra slow motion in some instances.
Well, you could have Colossus, and you could also have Sony... got a teenage warhead. We have to give a Stefan Kepnicic and Brianna Hildebrand a nod for playing those roles with the panache required, but action sequences where you can fight with a stake through you or you lose your hand and, well, what happens then? It can be a little tedious, but there's no doubt it's an unusual movie. It's appealing to the fans, and you have to review these movies for the fans who are loving it.
And you've got X-Men Apocalypse in a few months' time. And then you've also got, actually in March, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. DC as opposed to Marvel, but still with Jeremy Irons as Alfred. Yeah.
Well, there's absolutely no question that Ajax, Angel Dust, and some of these other strange characters...
It's like being back at the Brits again, isn't it, really?
There was a certain amount of stardust about the way this movie is brought in. It's got the audience. This is what movies are about, because, you can't always produce a Spectre or a Star Wars, and you rely on these movies to... keep the industry taking
and yet, tragically, unlikely to get an Academy Award nomination for next year, Deadpool. But still,
Star Wars has got little recognition, but if you complain about that, remember, as you know perfectly well, Mad Max Fury Road, which some critics have said is the best film of the last year. I still can't get over it, but anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But it's got 10 Oscar nominations, as well you know, so you can't say the awards aren't recognising these sort of action movies.
Let's move quickly on to Freeheld.
Which is, I have to say, a very, very moving story. And in fact, if you consider that it was only set a few years ago in New Jersey, directed by Peter Sollett. And the true story of Laurel Hester, played by Julianne Moore, she's a police officer in Ocean County, New Jersey. And she is diagnosed with terminal cancer in 2005, and she wants to ensure her pension benefits can be passed on to her partner, Stacey André, played by Ellen Page. Well, this is a story of tenacity and also of bigotry, because everything the authorities can do, which they could do then to obstruct it, they did do. A movie that has Oscar written all over it. Now, I'm not being too cynical, I hope, when I say with a cast like this, because I love Julianne Moore. She's become somewhat of a gay icon. We remember that The Kids Are All Right, and several movies she's been in, she's almost invariably good. And here, Ellen Page is absolutely marvellous. I've loved her since Juno. There's a lot to enjoy in this film, but the problem with the movie is that it is terribly leaden. This is a deeply touching story. And it's not really subtly handled. It does resonate simply because of the story. If you consider a movie like Milk, for example, there you've got skill in the handling of it. Here you have very, very contrived script. You've got cut-out villains. You do have moving scenes. But I have to say, and many reviewers have made this point, this movie has minimal impact, and that is ridiculous, frankly. It's simply the way it's handled. It's very, very heavy-handed direction, and it's a pity, because sensitivity and tragedy are largely, I would say, squeezed out of the way. It's, quite frankly, a tragic story dragged out. And it's a very important story, too.
Clearly what they needed was breaking the fourth wall, but a Deadpool. That's it, you see. See the way he actually connected the cancer scenario there? Yeah, Deadpool on the one hand, Freeheld on the other. Does Freeheld appeal to yourself, Tessa?
Well, it does look like a sad film, and I struggle with those. I would watch it, but I'm not sure whether I could cope. I've seen it advertised, so yeah. I have.
Well, exactly. You've got Ellen Page, you've got Julie Admiral. Yeah, would that float your boat, Claire Margerison?
I would probably watch it primarily for the people that are in it and the story and, like, I don't like.
Let's face it, Julie Admiral needs every penny she can get from the box office, so you should go there for it. Just for Julie Ann's sake, really.
Indeed. No, I just think that, like, I've seen Milk, and that was a very emotional film, and I feel like there, even from the trailer, you can see the bits that are a little bit contrived and a little bit, like, forced almost.
It's just milk the emotions.
Moving and wonderfully paced movie. It was so well made. Milk absolutely held you.
Well, it does, you see, even if you're lactose intolerant. That's where we have to hold it today, Richard. No chance to do the National Velvet. We'll have to hold that.
Red Velvet.
Red Velvet. Well, you know, there was
same
my
thing.
Exactly. You know, what one's got Elizabeth Taylor in, one hasn't. You know, that's a classic line from that point of view. But we will actually give you an extra few moments next week, obviously,
to reflect about this important story.
This thing that's taking place. Don't forget, of course, you've got the chance to check out our colleagues Chilpack Hollywood, with, of course, Dean Haglund in Australia and Phil Leardis in Los Angeles with their view of the Oscar, because they do an annual Oscar special each year from that point of view. And Phil will probably have one or two thoughts on the Wednesday midweek drive, and then we'll get Richard eulogising, no doubt, on the Thursday show. It'd be great. About the dresses and, of course, Kate Blanchett's outfit.
Wonderful to be able to eulogise. Although I have to say, the Oscars, the diversity controversy, there is a eulogising will be limited.
Claire, last two questions, please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today, Richard?
Indeed I have.
Good, I'm glad. And will you be joining us again next week?
I certainly hope so.
You might, of course, see Claire on one of the CNN or Sky News things.
Of course.
And Claire, you can actually lip read next
time. The sound.
Exactly. Nothing worse than getting a frog in the throat just before you're opening the microphone up. Honestly, it's just hold it back there. Forever in Blue Jeans, leading us to whom, do you think, Claire?
Is it Jill Sennett?
Well, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we thought everything was built up for the great Sennett mistress that is actually there in every sense of the word. You know, last night, in anticipation, we thought we'll go for the jingle. We'll actually sort of, you know, relaunch to the listeners the line, which, as I think, was it yourself who commented, a lot of mentions of Jill Sennett.
It was Emma, yeah. She was like, we need to say the name so many times?
Awfully sort of important for that moment. We will play it again. Could, of course, be Jill Shears. But Jill Sennett, are you indeed there?
I am, finally.
Yay! And just in case you thought we'd forgotten that particular ident that I know is in the contract with BBC Humberside, Minster FM or any other station, including BBC Lincolnshire, this is what it sounds like.
They say no news is good news. But that was before they met journalist Jill Sennett. Jill Sennett. She's the news kid in town. Jill Sennett. She's the hard-hitting, headline-hunting, fact-finding, roving-reporting, news-knotting media machine. But you can just call her Jill. Stop the press. It's Jill Sennett, reporting for duty.
They're going to be playing that at my funeral, aren't they?
It's an important thing to work through. That's it. Jill, you were one of the first midweek drivettes.
I was.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even have a morning edition, I think, when we actually started off with that thing. It was the evening show. We used to have a debrief afterwards, and life continues in its own way. And now,
and I can't believe you remembered that I like Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
That's close. You know, I actually went to see him for the first time ever last year over in Manchester. It was amazing. Wow. So, yeah, that was a lifetime ambition achieved last year. Got to see my hero, Neil Diamond.
Oh, you see, Jill, it's called Making Dreams Come True, courtesy of the Midweek Drive.
Yeah, it was exactly because of that.
Other stations may pay you more, but ultimately we make your dreams come true.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, it was Claire, who graduates in a wee while. Of course,
I thought you were going to say in a week, then. I was like, what?
it's been a long show, Claire. Don't worry. Jill actually did her postgraduate at the University of Lincoln.
I'm fleeing and rejecting my home.
Going down
university.
To Kent, to Canterbury.
Yes, I am. It's
fair enough.
That might be good.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Nervous as well, because it's like over 200 miles away from home, but I do really like the place. Like,
it's in the same country, of course, Claire.
Yes, exactly. I'm not going too far.
That's very true. And, of course, we have Tessa Snart. Tessa, who... it is Tessa Snart. Just checking the name. Sometimes the memories go, Jill. You know the situation. You must have it presenters of BBC Episode all the time. I think, who am I speaking to?
She's
co-presenter. Tessa, you are in the first year of a journalism degree here at the University of Lincoln.
Yes.
And generally sort of chilling out on the horse or system from that point of view. So she'd become a fairly regular midweek drivette. And then, of course, we have the inevitable additional rider, the Jill Sennett kind of the current era, where, in essence, we have to do this.
Singer, scholar, festival ambassador and midweek drivette. It's Eva MacDonald on the Midweek Drive.
Yes, that's Eva MacDonald. Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
There we are, you see. So that's the kind of setup we have these days, Jill.
Can I just say that even though she's made it because she's got a jingle?
Yes,
I have indeed.
Yeah. Well, this is very true. But, you know, having said that, you know, in terms of the jingle side of things, there's always...
Finally, the citizens of Peterborough and Harrogate can rejoice with the legendary Tessa Snart and Claire Margerison as regular co-presenters on the Midweek Drive.
Wow, we've all got one.
Yeah, you see, exactly.
We have made it in life.
And amazingly, everybody who actually has the jingle is in the studio as well, because sometimes it's not the case. Yeah, right. You know, people go off all sorts of ways. Claire, what would you like to put to Jill? So you could ask her anything, really. You could ask her about life, the universe. You could ask her about school runs, how she had to sort of forget completely, how originally she thought this phone link was going to be tomorrow or yesterday. She's got a finger on the button, that's what I always say.
I would ask when you graduated, either from your postgrad or undergrad, I guess, how did you go about starting to look for jobs and stuff? Because that's something that me and my friends are absolutely freaking out about at the moment.
Well, it sort of depends. I mean, I wanted to work in radio, and that was largely down to Alex and everything that we'd done on Siren, because my postgraduate was as a print journalist, but I decided that, radio was what I wanted to get into. And it was just going to any place that I could that would have me to do, well, I suppose, like work experience and stuff. And then as that grew and my confidence grew and my experience grew, then I was able to get freelance work. You know, just if it's radio that you want to get into, just register with as many radio stations to get freelance work. If you haven't done any work experience with anybody yet, just go and try and do that. And it's more about the experience, and it's more about what you've got to offer above and beyond your course. So anything from like being on the uni magazine or anything like that, it all adds to it, because that's the kind of thing that will give you the edge over other people. So that's what I'd say about going and getting a job, is just if it's radio, try doing a bit of freelancing first, and that generally leads to more stuff.
The location reports at the Scarborough Sea Life Centre still resonate with joy. When that
yeah,
basis.
They do. Just, I remember that. That was good.
Well, we always like to feel that's there. The Lincolnshire Show, outrageously wonderful.
The Yorkshire Show.
Who could ever forget the Yorkshire Show? Exactly.
In my hometown.
Exactly. You're all coming
well,
up.
Well, second hometown.
It's all true. Tessa, clearly being from Peterborough is, you know, a kind of step up in the life scenario. I mean, there are people living in Beverley who would actually say, if only I lived in Peterborough, life would be so much more. So what thoughts or questions have you got for Jill Sennett?
Okay, well, it's options time for me, so I've got to pick what I want to do in the second year, alongside everybody else in my year. And I'm struggling whether I should pick print or online, because obviously print seems to be dying, but then like CDs and all that are like the hard copies. So do I take print or do I take online? Which is the way to go? Do I go to
Jill,
modern or
no
do
pressure,
I,
but you are singularly responsible for the answer to success of making that choice. Does she do print?
I'm sure there's lots of others
that
have the same.
I think that maybe it would be wise to do online, but part of me wants to say do what you enjoy most, because you know it's a job like this, it's got to be a passion, it can't be something that you just do to earn money, you've got to love it. But if doing online gives you skills that you wouldn't get if you were doing print, then that might be a way forward. Because, you know, you can do stuff like get involved with a magazine, the local magazine, and at the university and stuff, and get your kind of print experience that way. So I'd say look at it carefully. But, you know, at the radio station where I am, what they say
now
is like...
We can say BBC Humberside. We like to feel we're complimentary, as best competitive. Andy Comfort, when he does our gigs, he's always talking about BBC Humberside.
Oh,
he can hardly shut him up, really.
Well, you know, they say digital first, and that's definitely the way we're going, is looking more and more at digital. So if you've got those digital skills, it'll just, you know, it'll give you more options, I think. But, you know, it's ultimately got to be down to you, because... it's your future.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, Auntie Jill provides us with some more sage meaning. This is a new sort of area we're looking to develop in her career, I think. work through this and develop it extremely effectively as well. We did a London report as well, if I recall, Jill. Did we not? Did we not do a Richard Fitzwilliams one? Have you met Richard Fitzwilliams?
Didn't we go to the food show?
You're quite right. Yes, we did. Exactly. It's all these. It all tends to blur into one happy family, which is great, Rin. In fact, Jill also phoned me up when I was actually wandering up by our other studios, etc., and said, could I actually do a piece about, I think it was Benefits Street on various other bits. Were you happy with that, by the way, Jill? Because I didn't hear any feedback whatsoever. I thought, well,
yes, that was brilliant. The reason for the no feedback is because, you know, like, next week for me is like 3 years down
exactly.
the line. Yesterday,
exactly.
It's like, when was that?
When precisely? and when you got Christine Dexter, also one of the other co-founders of Siren, on the production staff as well, you could go all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Eva McDonald hasn't stepped across the threshold of academia as yet, because she's taking
no,
her
I
around.
Haven't.
Sensible
yes.
girl. Sensible girl, you know. But she is a trained opera singer. So that's all good. I think you can do with that BBC Humberside. Just a minor point, but it would help Andy's pantomimes no end. But so. Anyway, Eva, any questions from yourself?
Well, since we've already covered all the journalism stuff, and I'm not doing that, I'll go to Jill's interest in how she got involved in Siren, just because...
Oh, yeah, well, actually...
It goes back to the Christmas market, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, it sort of does. The very first started that there was a girl on my course who wanted to get involved in the radio side of things, and I had no interest. And she was complaining that she couldn't get to the meeting. So I said, well, look, I'll go and I'll find out about it for you. And then I'll let you know and you can get involved in the radio station. And I did that and I thought, oh, maybe I'll go and see what happens. And then I managed
to... Take that, former friend.
And then I sort of have managed to, you know, get involved in a few bits and pieces, but it was when I was at the Christmas market and I got thrown in the deep end and started working with Alex, and then it was like, well, why
can't
not
get much
come
deeper
on to
than
the,
that, let's face it, you know?
Why not come on to the Drive Time show, which I did, and then we went off all over the place, didn't we, doing lots of reports.
And it, as I say, proving that midweek drive-outs don't sort of just, they're always there, you know, yes. So is hard. Claire's actually just instituted a new midweek drive-out party, a coffee morning, which I probably invited to, really.
Everyone old and new can come. Yeah, no, we have a little message going now, and then we're going to go for a coffee tomorrow. Just because me and Emma will be leaving, we're both graduating this year, and Mary as well. So we just want to make the most of it while we can.
In case you're wondering, Emma is currently interviewing a local MP. No names, but it's like Paul, but with something else, like the Beatles, etc. Identified that side of things. Mary Dancy, not around.
No, she's poorly.
Oh, you see, she can't take the Wednesday and the Thursdays.
I know.
Too much good stuff. and Emily, of course. Never mind. Life continues in its own way. David, of course, who did the voice of the Jill Sellett thing, he was he's folk stuff, actually, with the young'uns. He's not so young these days. So what does the rest of the day have in store for your good self, Jill?
Well, I'm off to work fairly soon. I'm going to be reading the news this afternoon on Radio Humberside. So, yeah, that's kind of my day, working with Andy and the team on Drive Time. And, reading the news.
Well, give him my very best and say it'll be a matter of days before we're in touch once again to get Andy Comfort back on the Midweek Drive sort of package. Because I know we can't actually do it on the Midweek Drive because that would be obviously competitive. he'd suggest we do. Look,
just tell him to stop his show, stop what he's doing.
Exactly. I'll hazard a guess to say we have more Los Angeles listeners than Andy does. But, in terms of the region, that's a different line. But anyway. So we're complimentary on this side of things. Tessa,
yes.
Go on. Those last two questions, which Jill might have forgotten because it was a long time since she's been on the programme and literally years since she's been in the studio.
Okay. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this morning?
Absolutely.
And will you be joining us again on the show soon?
Never. Yeah, of course.
And you know, Jill, Humberside is not separated from Lincoln by an unbreachable chasm. You know, there must surely be a time on either a Wednesday evening or a Thursday morning where we can actually see you back in the holiday. Failing that, we'll just do a location report with you. That's all.
Yes, that'd be good.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all working. A round of applause for Jill Sennett, please. Are we still looking at Jill Sennett? No, obviously, we're still looking. We are not going to know where to. But is it Jill Shears? Because I'm very confused about this now.
Well, it is Jill Shears. I did get married.
Yes.
I am married.
Yes.
But I wanted to continue working under my maiden name.
Right.
I just felt that you start off, but you build a name for yourself, and then you get married, and nobody knows who you are.
Well,
so
it's like death, isn't it? Living death.
Yeah.
I have a way for the romantic touch of phrase. let's carry on. Zombies are some of our biggest fans. So there we are. Jill said it. Of course, and she is for the other sort of other things. We salute you. Take care. Would you like some Adele? By the way, did you catch the Brits last night? By the way, Jill,
I did, apart from the last hour. I saw Adele get her award, but I didn't see her perform.
Watch her performance because it was really incredible.
It was actually. She didn't swear much.
No.
And all was well.
Oh, great.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done.